ですよ。I say to you, not only should you ask for healing help, but you have come to the stage of asking for help with your own spiritual unfoldment. We welcome again tonight our dear friend, known to us as Richard. You are making many strides in your life, and this is part of your own development. When people speak of spiritual development, they always assume that it must mean some kind of extra phenomenon. I say to you all, not so. Just being alive in human form and living life, whether it be merely living in this lifetime, is part of your spiritual unfoldment. After all, when each one of you met someone with whom you could share your lives, or whenever you had your children, each of these things are part of your spiritual growth. So I would like you, my dear friends, to understand what spiritual growth really means. I know how much you have grown, but do you realize how much you have grown? I hear you speak often of the way you recognize what you feel to be right or wrong. And that awareness is also part of spiritual growth. But there comes a point, my dear friends, when everyday living becomes not enough satisfaction for you, and you crave for the phenomenon that you read of and experience for yourselves to continually happen. I would say to you, be humble in all that you have. Be humble with all that you have achieved. And be humble in what you wish for? Do you understand what I am saying to you?
Yes. Yes, it's easy to get carried away by the joy of progression.
Exactly.
And I must say I experienced joy in seeing the website that Richard has recently set up.
Yes.
But perhaps I should exercise more humility and temper that joy a little.
Joy is good. It is a good thing. But I do not want you to temper joy. I want you just to have the realization that there is more to you as spirit than what happens to you in this lifetime. That is where the humility comes into play.
I understand.
I hope that each one of you this evening feels the great love which overshadows each one of you here. I hope that your recognition of the energy within this room is available to you at all times. That all you need to do is to call upon us for any help and unfoldment that you need. And again, I will say to you, each one of you is developing at a different rate, in a different way. But also, as you come together on these evenings, you become united in spiritual force. If you wish this time to have questions answered, I will endeavor to answer them for you.
Thank you. Anyone?
Simon.
Yes.
I think more of recent, I felt sort of slightly detached when it comes to spiritual matters. I think it's probably attributed to the fact that there's a lot going on. But there's sort of been occasions where I felt like I needed help or assistance or been looking for guidance, but I felt more distant from it than I have in the past.
My talk this evening, my dear friends, has been partly for your understanding, that life itself is part of spiritual unfoldment. I know you have had questions, and sometimes you feel that more time should be devoted to what you term spiritual matters. But what is spiritual matters if it is not to be with people that you love, to see love grow, and to see life encompass you? That is what I have been saying. Do not expect spiritual growth to be just phenomenon. That is not so. My dear friend, you are still growing. You have made the connection with us. And when the time is right, there will always be something for you. Do you understand?
I do, and I don't. It's always been said that there could be something for me.
You must be patient.
I know.
Time weighs heavily upon you. But what is time? Think of the word. Be patient, my dear friend. You can and will be used, but only when all aspects of your life are correct.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
We know and we feel your puzzlement. But I am sure if you speak to the others within this room, they will tell you that they have spent many years developing and growing and accepting. And you are still young in human terms.
The little one that we have on the way, myself and my wife Anna, you said when I wasn't here, or it had been mentioned, that perhaps it was someone coming back to us. Do you have anything to add to this?
You want to know details? Yes. That is so like you. I feel that you are not happy unless you have detail. All I will say to you, my dear friend, is that those who come to us in the form of new souls, babies, are already known to you. You may well have an affinity with the child and recognize that spiritual connection, because you realize that we always incarnate and reincarnate with the same good soul. So the child knows who it comes to. And sometimes when that knowledge is available, so too the parents will find the connection. you will have the stronger bond with the coming child.
A stronger connection.
With any children that you have, you will be the one with the stronger connection. Not in everyday matters of looking after child or children.
No, I thought so.
No, but in a spiritual manner.
Yes.
I am speaking of.
Yes. Well, I hope that Anna will be persuaded to allow us to allow it or them to develop.
It will happen anyway, whether one person wishes it or not. If that child is meant to explore their own spirituality, then no other human being can stop it.
Yes.
You understand?
I understand that, for sure.
Although parents, I have to say, in this earthly world, feel that they own children. They do not. Your children are part of your own soul group, and they may well have been something else in past times, like mothers, sons, daughters. You already have made agreement to what your connection will be in human lifetimes. So again, I will say to each one of you here, that you truly are only responsible for your own self, your own spiritual self. So often we have parents who blame themselves for the way children behave. And of course, there has to be light's rules. I do not say otherwise. But what I say to you is that ultimately that child will grow and become their own being. So much grief and hardship is experienced by being parents in human form because of the lack of understanding that that baby, that child, is a spiritual being also.
I don't think not that it makes it any easier for us, though.
I think that knowledge, as Mum and I have spoken on occasions, that just the having that knowledge does make things so much easier.
Yes.
If you just step back and think about it when you're a little anxious or cross, that you know, they are who they are.
Yes.
And that certainly makes disappointments and things like that just disappear.
Yes. And that comes with your own growth of spiritual awareness. And as you all know, within the room, spiritual awareness changes the way you behave and the way that you think.
Yes.
You would agree.
Yes.
That is spiritual awareness. Spiritual awareness within the confines of human existence. I do not cannot say, because you have awareness, that life is easier.
I think it's actually more difficult because you have awareness.
It is more responsibility.
Mm.
And sometimes a little harder because you have the knowledge.
Mm. With lots of situations, I'm sure we all find ourselves, you're internalizing and having conversations with yourself a lot more than, say, before I was aware.
Yes.
And that obviously is awareness. But it's tough sometimes to, you analyze a lot more.
Ignorance is bliss.
Well, I would not agree with you on that one. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance leaves you isolated and you become static in your thoughts and feelings. Only when the spirit is free can it understand fully that all knowledge is available to it.
There are some people that I've spoken to recently that I work with who I've not come across it before, where they're not even slightly interested. It's almost like a opposing magnets. Something tells me just not to pursue it. And it's interesting, you can get such different people, and even different religions and different walks of life, where you'd think where one person would be spiritually minded, isn't at all.
But you see, my dear friend, you are passing judgment. Because someone does not agree with your knowledge does not mean they are not a spiritual being. They may well be the most spiritual being that you would ever know because of their actions, their deeds, the way they embrace life. So just be a little careful before saying people are not spiritual. People do not always have need for what is termed a religion, but they may have indeed, a very good heart. They may devote their lives to giving and helping others without accepting any form of dogma.
Yes. Another one of our expressions is actions speak louder than words, which seems to apply here.
Yes. And you do not always recognize the reason for a human being's purpose in this world. You do not have the wider picture. So, again, I am repeating myself when I say, my dear friends, do not judge another. Accept that they may be different from you, but they may just be on a different spiritual pathway.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. Yes. I'm glad you said that, because I think my brother is one of those examples. He won't take in what I say that you've taught us. He is a very kind and generous person.
Yes.
Helps others and what have you.
Yes. Always the problem is when you come to what we call development, you have to be a little careful that you do not feel superior to others. Mm-hmm. You have less knowledge.
Yes.
Be aware of those feelings and those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing is, teaching you've given us, we're so enthusiastic about them. We like everybody to know, but not everybody wants to know. That's the thing.
But our dear friend Richard has said he felt he could not say too much. Mm. And that is the feeling that he should have been aware of, because that is his own spirit telling him that those around are not ready for what he knows.
Mm. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
It isn't that they are not spiritual in any way, but they are perhaps just not ready for the information.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. It is a very strange feeling to be compelled to shut up. Mm.
Yes. Mm. It is difficult to have as our dear lady friend has said, when you have enthusiasm for something and others do not share it with you. Mm. But be aware of those feelings of stepping backwards from them.
Yes.
And try not to be too critical of them.
I think I liken that to, we don't all have the same musical tastes or dress sense or likes in colours, etc. But that's fine. We're all individuals.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, that is a good comparison. And you all have come for different reasons to grow. To grow spiritually, that is the purpose of life. That is your aim, to find the I am, as we have spoken of in the past, to find who you are.
I suppose people like my brother, they're still growing because of the good things they're doing.
Of course. Mm. Of course.
Yes, I was taking a different route.
That's right.
Yes.
But you see, in criticizing, you are doubting your own knowledge in a way. That seems a strange way to say it to you. But you have to allow love to encompass all peoples in all walks of life, in whatever area they have chosen to tread. Mm-hmm. I know, my friends, it is not always easy, but that is part of your growth also. Who within this room would say that their whole life has been easy?
No.
Is there anyone? No. So then you should think, why is this? And I am sure, my dear friends, that there are many, many, many less fortunate than yourselves.
Yeah.
Of course there are.
And to overcome adversity in life is a great stepping stone. Mm.
I think we grow from our challenges, don't we?
That should be. Not all human beings are able to. But if they learn something from it, that can only be for their good.
And also, I think, you know, life can be easier, especially with the knowledge we've got from you. Life is easier because you realise there's a purpose in what's happening, so you tend to relax a little bit more about it because you think, well, you know, this is what's supposed to be, and now just get on with it. So I think with your knowledge, life is a lot easier.
Yes.
I think there's obviously some occasions where we can't just accept things. I've certainly come across occasions where you think everything happens for a reason, but to just accept something is you can't do. It's human trait. You know, you're going to question everything.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But that is your acceptance of life, and that also indicates where you are on your own spiritual development. As you travel through life just a little longer, you might find that statement you have made alters. But yes, you only deal with life as it comes along. But I say to you all once again, do not judge. Do not judge another fellow human being.
Yes, I may come close to that, in that I'm aware that there are many, many people who are within the Christian church and very happy with where they are. I suspect there will at some stage be a happening which will just moderate their belief system in some way. I've recently been in touch with a group who call themselves Christian parapsychologists, and I did wonder if this sort of group within the body of the church might possibly grow to be a bigger influence. Then again, there is Paul, who is the psychic surgeon working through Ray Brown, and I understand that he is going to write a book about spiritual principles, and it occurred to me that any Christian principles that come into that might well be from the time when he was on the earth 2,000 years ago before the Christian church of today was set up, and so his book could be a very serious influence to move belief within the church a little bit. Would you have any comments on that?
Yes, of course. The one you speak of will, of course, be influenced by what he knows and recognizes, in the same way as any of you within this room were to write a book now of your life and times. It would have to reflect what you each know. You cannot write of other times, of other knowledge, of other spiritual principles, unless you have experienced those for yourself. Therefore, I would say to you that each individual has, and let's say this to you, you have lived other lives, you have experienced other things. So whatever would come to you in spiritual ways would only reflect that knowledge. You cannot speak about subjects that you have no knowledge of. And going back to your friend who is about to write this book, there may well be inaccuracies in what has already been written. It may be that he can replace those words with those of truth and with the understanding of what he experienced. That, of course, would bring many books into disarray. But that will be for each individual to gauge for himself. You understand what I am telling you?
Yes, I think you're saying it's more of an individual influence than an en bloc influence pertaining to the church.
Yes.
So any knowledge that he has would obviously be spiritual knowledge, because you did say that once you die, physical death, your physical memory is erased. So it would be what the spirit brings forth. So it wouldn't be anything to do with his physical brain, it would be his spiritual mind that would be writing the book. Is that...
Because of the time that he lived and the memory is still strong of that time, that is his work today. He can only bring forward what he knows and understands. If he belonged to another religion and wrote a book of the tenets of that religion, then it would only be of what he understood. You cannot speak of events of which you have no knowledge.
So when he writes this book, would he be writing it as St. Paul, or would he be writing it as Ray Brown?
I would think he would have to write his book as Paul.
Yes.
He cannot write as Ray Brown because he has no knowledge.
Yes,
of the time.
Yes, he is Paul. He merely borrows the body of Ray Brown for working on the earth.
Makes sense, then, yes.
Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave this time and allow the rest of your evening to continue. I will give you over to our dear lady friend, and we will see what comes next.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. you for the help that you gave me last week.